we are going to hang our 2020 journey on the fact that he lives. And he holds the future. Hallelujah. All right, let's read something quickly from Genesis chapter 22, verse 18. I'm sorry, 15 to 18. And this will be God speaking to Abraham. I'm reading from the NIV. He said, "The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, 'I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies.'" Hallelujah. Amen. You are going to take possession of that supervisor who dislikes you. Hallelujah. You are going to take possession of all the obstacles against you. You are going to dominate. Hallelujah. That's one of the promises God made to Abraham. "And through your offspring, all the nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." So you are not. God is not promising Abraham that he's going to be blessed, but through him, people will be blessed as well. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Are you with me? Okay, so God called Abraham and asked him to leave his comfort zone where he's very much comfortable in his home and said, "Just leave. Go. I will show you where to go, but right now, just leave." And Abraham just obeyed and left. Hallelujah. So based on this, God has a special relationship with Abraham. But one thing I want to bring to your attention is that did not prevent Abraham, or that has not made Abraham's life a problem-free life. Just look at a special relationship he had with God. He was very obedient. He did things you and I wouldn't have done otherwise. So God said, "This is my guy," right? God called him a friend. God interacts with him personally. But his life wasn't problem-free. Hallelujah. So, if you enter into this year beaten down, struck down, completely hopeless, and not know what to expect, I want you to take a step back and realize that the afflictions of the righteous are many. But God redeems them, hallelujah, from them all, hallelujah. So the fact that Abraham has a personal, special relationship with God didn't make his life problem-free. So don't enter into this 2020 also if you're on a mountaintop and things are very smooth. Don't enter into the year expecting the life, the whole year to be problem-free, no obstacles. Hallelujah. Because once you are prepared, when the problems come, when the storms come, you know how to counteract. Hallelujah. Many a times weak believers tend to, at times, get to a point, certain points in our life where things are so tough, things are so hard, and you question the existence of God. Or you even question your relationship with God. But when we look through the life of Abraham and his descendants, there hasn't been any time they question the existence of God or God's covenant to them. Even though the storms will come, there were times where they lost. But at every single point, they held on to the promises. Hallelujah. So I also want you to face this new year, since we are only the second Sunday into it, with holding on to the promises of God. Hallelujah. All right. So when Abraham left, and during his whole journey, he had issues, even though at one point, King Abimelech took his wife. These are things some of us would have just given up and said, "God, enough of this already. I'm going back home." Hallelujah. But Abraham persevered. Hallelujah. So I just want us to take a quick look at some of the things Abraham went through and held on to his promises, because he knew who he's interacting with. He knew who he has a relationship with. So I just want you to actually know who you have a relationship with. Now, we all come to church, but at a point in time, you need to build that personal relationship with God yourself. You need to have that personal interaction and that personal bond with God yourself. Because once you develop that personal bond with God, it doesn't matter what is going on the outside. It doesn't matter what anybody else is saying. You know who you trust. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. So it came to a point where, because Abraham understands and knows who he believes and who he trusts, Lot, his nephew, was getting big. His servants, his flocks were getting big. So Abraham got up one day and said, Lot, this is the whole land. You choose where you want to raise your family and your livestock, and whatever is left, I'll take. You and I would have said, hey, you know what, I'm the oldest one. I'll choose first, and you take what is left. But because Abraham understands and knows who he believes in, who he trusts, and the relationship he has with God, he knew that no matter where he is, he's a blessed person. Amen. So he told Abraham, he told Lot, you choose. So Lot decided to choose the part that was the greener part, the part that looks fertile. Hallelujah. And Abraham took wherever was left, and he still prospered. Amen. Hallelujah. So this year, there are three things that Abraham did. There are certain characteristics that became a common trait between Abraham, his direct descendants, Isaac, and Jacob, that I want us to take a look at and apply or adapt to our relationship with God. Hallelujah. And one of those things, and also one thing I would like you to also take a look at is, when God makes a declaration, even though God is a spiritual being and his declarations are spiritual, they have physical consequences. Hallelujah. God's declarations are spiritual, but their results are physical. Hallelujah. So, God declared all these things to Abraham. And Abraham brought these things to reality, into the physical, through his faith and through three things that I would like us to look at. One, obedience, resilience, and perseverance. Hallelujah. Three things Abraham, qualities Abraham had. And you can see that common thread went through his descendants. Hallelujah. So the blessings are there. God has proclaimed blessings on you. A prophet, somebody prophesies on your life. That prophecy is still there. The blessings is still there. But when the storm comes, in order for you to bring that blessings to reality, there are these three things you need to rely on, which is one, obedience, resilience, and perseverance. Hallelujah. Now, I look up the basic dictionary meaning of obedience, and it said compliance with an order or request. That's number one. Number two, resilient, the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. Are you here? The capacity to recover quickly from difficulties, or just being tough. That's number two. Number three, perseverance. The basic dictionary meaning says it's a persistence in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. So we are looking at obedience. That's one of the characteristics of Abraham. Perseverance and persistence. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? Okay. So these are the three ingredients you need to effectively operate under the blessings of Abraham and achieve results. Hallelujah. So let's look at his direct descendants. But before we go to his direct descendants, you ask yourself, okay, we are talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What about me? So we'll look at something quickly in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Galatians 3:13. Can you please project it? So we'll fast forward and then go back to Abraham and his descendants again. So let's go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. All right, I guess I will read it. Galatians 3:13. It says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, curses everyone who hangs on a tree. He redeemed us in order that the blessings given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus Christ, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So this is how we fit into the equation. We didn't qualify. When it comes to the qualification, we didn't qualify. We didn't meet the criteria. We are not in running. Hallelujah. But through Christ, these blessings, that's how we fit into the peace. Hallelujah. So now, when God proclaims a blessing, or let's take a quick look at curses versus blessings. So Christ came in, took away the curse, and replaced it with blessings. Hallelujah. Now, when you deal with people who are non-believers, I believe, things happen and they say, oh, you are very lucky. Hallelujah. You can't see luck, right? We cannot see luck. But we see the results of luck. And we call it grace. We call it favor. Hallelujah. But so these are spiritual things that are manifesting in the physical. So somebody look at this. Wow, you beat that. Were you able to get out of this? You are lucky. Hallelujah. So now, if you were not able, the absence of luck would have been the curse. Right? So if you're not lucky, you're unlucky. That means you have a curse on you. Right. But regardless of where we are from, regardless of our ancestry, regardless of where we were born, how we grew up, the scripture is saying that Christ has redeemed us from the curse. The curses we should have been inherited, the curses from our family background, the curses that should have followed us due to our sinful nature has been removed. Hallelujah. And that paved the way for you to be able to tap into the blessings of Abraham. So now you are here. You have the ability. Now you are qualified to tap into the blessings of Abraham. Hallelujah. But now, the blessings, things that just don't fall on your lap. We saw Abraham's life back and forth. We saw the difficulties he went through. He was childless. He was blessed in so many other ways, but he was childless. He went through, and Abraham decided, okay, well, enough. I'll just have a child with Hagar. And we saw the results of that as well. So Abraham's life wasn't just smooth sailing because the blessing of God was there. So the blessing of God that Christ has ushered you into is there for you. But don't just think things are just going to fall on your lap and think everything is just going to be smooth sailing. Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I believe in God. The grace is there. Everything is just going to be so smooth sailing. The ups and downs will come around. But what it takes for you to stay the course is one, obedience, two, resilient, and three, perseverance. Hallelujah. We have to persevere. There was a point where Paul told Timothy, he said, endure hardship. Hallelujah. So, I'm trying to open up your mind so you understand that, yes, because you came to Christ, because you are a believer, because you are doing what is expected of you, doesn't mean that it's going to be all smooth sailing. So you throw your hands up and give up and say, oh, this year was a very bad year for me. Last year was a very bad year for me. Peter has an interaction with Jesus. And Peter was an experienced fisherman. He fished all night. He didn't catch anything. And then here comes Christ. And he had a short interaction with Jesus. And Jesus said, well, just go back and cast your net. And Peter said, well, according to your word, hallelujah. Peter was obedient. He was obedient that moment. So he actually tapped into the blessing that was there for him. Hallelujah. So if you tried some things last year, If you drop the course because you gave up on the course and you think, oh, this course, I don't think I'm ever going to do it. This morning, because of his word, amen. Hallelujah, cast that net again, hallelujah. If there is a business ideas you had that you gave up on, this morning, according to his word, cast that net again, hallelujah. Amen. If there are certain areas of your life where you just decided, you know what, I don't think I'm going to be able to accomplish anything in this area, according to his word. According to his word. Not according to my word, but according to his word, cast the net again. Hallelujah. We see so many things happen during the lives of Abraham and everybody else, and we realize that obedience is number one step that you take to assess what is behind the door. Hallelujah. Obedience is the first step to open a door. Hallelujah. So someone once told me, he said, yeah, we Christians said, when God closed one door, another door is open. But when that door is closed, the hallway into the next door is tough. Hallelujah. When that door is closed and you are out of that door, the hallway to the next open door, that's where the problem is. Hallelujah. So this morning, I don't know where you are in life, but when if you are in the hallway in between your doors, may God give you the strength. Amen. If you are in a hallway in between the doors where you are hoping the next door will be available, will be open for you, may God give you the grace and the insight to see that open door. Amen. Hallelujah. Because this year, we want to build strong believers. We want believers who are strong enough to reach out to somebody. Hallelujah. I don't want you to be a believer that's flailing all over the place and don't know what you have. Because if you don't know what you have, how do you impart it to somebody? Hallelujah. So this year, according to his word, according to his word, wherever, what areas you've given up on, go back and cast that net. Hallelujah. All right. Let's take a look. So we are going to go back. Let's take a look at one of Abraham's descendants, and that will be Isaac. Hallelujah. And how he went through life. Are you here? So we'll quickly go to Genesis 26, 19 to 22. No, actually, let me see. Yeah, let's do Genesis 26, 19 to 22. So Isaac's servants dug in the valley and discovered a well of fresh water there. Let's go on. But the herders of Gerar quarreled with those of Isaac's and said, the water is ours. So he named the well Esek because they disputed with him. Let's go on. Then they dug another well, but they quarreled over that one also. So he named it Sitnah. Let's go on. He moved on from there and dug another well, and no one quarreled over it. He named it Rehoboth, saying, now the Lord has given us room, and we will flourish in the land. Hallelujah. May God, may grace lead you to your Rehoboth. Hallelujah. But as we see from these scriptures, before he got to Rehoboth, he went to steps before getting to Rehoboth. He just didn't get straight to Rehoboth. So this morning, if there are people fighting over what you think is rightfully yours, if you are at a situation where you are struggling, you just can't find a home for yourself, the jobs are not lasting, you are just unstable, just realize that Isaac went through that particular situation at one point where each well he digs for his animals, they quarrel over it, and then he moves on. Don't give up, hallelujah. This year, my encouragement to you is do not take no for an answer. Hallelujah. Do not take no for an answer. So Isaac would have said, you know what? This land and everything that came with it was promised to my father. I should be here. And God gave up on me. These people are quarreling, they are struggling, they are pushing me out. I've given up. Where is God? But he didn't. He kept pressing on. Hallelujah. So this morning, I just want to encourage you that press on until you get to your Rehoboth. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, press on till you get to your Rehoboth. Hallelujah. Because there is a place prepared for you where nobody will fight. There's a place prepared for you where you feel at home. There's a place for you where you are able to flourish. Hallelujah. So keep going. Hallelujah. Don't just give up, because there is a Rehoboth for you. And may God lead you to your Rehoboth. Hallelujah. Amen. So, now let's look at another example of Abraham's descendant who also had an encounter. Hallelujah. And this will be Jacob. Now, as we all know, Jacob was Isaac's son, right? And Isaac directly passed on the blessings of God to Jacob. But because Jacob swindled his twin brother Esau, he has to run to live with his uncle Laban in Lebanon. And whilst this is going on, he was, even though he has the blessing directly imparted unto him, at one point he has to use a stone for a pillow. That's how hard things are. And if you find yourself in a position where you have your head on, you are using a stone for a pillow and can still sleep, then you know, you hallelujah. But he still slept and dreamt and saw ladders going into heaven. Hallelujah. So this morning, you know, the resilience. So Abraham exhibited more of obedience. Isaac also took it from there with resilient, and you can see Jacob actually persevered. Hallelujah. So he found himself where he's sleeping, and he has no he found himself in a very, very, very tough position, and he has to use a stone for a pillow. He found himself finally with his uncle Laban, but he's still operating under that blessing. That doesn't mean anybody, so nobody's going to swindle or nobody's going to try to take away from you. So Laban told him, he said he decided to marry his cousin. So Laban told him, well, in order for you to marry my daughter, you have to work 7 years. He said, fine, deal. He worked 7 years, and Laban said, oh, by the way, she's the youngest one, so you can't marry her unless the older one marry first. So if you want, you can work for another 7 years for the second one. He agreed. But one thing Laban noticed was that each time they make such deals, he was still flourishing. Hallelujah. So the obstacles will come, but God has a way for you to flourish if you only you know your source. Hallelujah. So he's not looking at his source as Laban. He's looking at the source of his blessing as from God. So even though Laban is swindling him, changing things around, he was still counting on the source to keep flowing. And that is where we need to find ourselves. Where we are looking, your job doesn't provide for you. It's God who provides for you. Amen. Your job is just a channel for God to pass the blessings through. So when that job goes away, don't coil up and get into depression. Because it's just a channel. God has the ability to open another channel. Amen. Because the source is not that job. The source is from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Peace. Perfect peace. Perfect peace in this darkness of sin. Oh, the blood of Jesus gives us peace within. I say peace, perfect peace, perfect peace in this dark world of sin.
Oh, the blood of Jesus is a peace.
So when it comes to your health, when it comes to your education, when it comes to your finances, you need to look at the source, who is God. The doctors are just a channel for God to use to get to where your Rehoboth, hallelujah. But the actual healing is coming from God. Dr. Nathan, sorry, but God is a healer. Hallelujah. God is the healer. You are just the channel. Hallelujah. So let's look at this scripture now regarding the perseverance of Jacob. So I'm reading from Genesis 32, from the verse 22. Genesis 32. Can you project it for us, please? 32, 22. So that night, Jacob got up, took his two wives, the wives he worked 14 years for. Hallelujah. his two female servants and his 11 sons and crossed the ford of Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him. So Jacob was doing all this because he was going back to meet his brother Esau, and he was afraid. So when fear grips you, silence the voices out there. When fear grips, when you find yourself in a predicament where you don't know if you should go left or right, silence the Facebook. Put the phone down. Hallelujah. And spend one-on-one time with God. So when he was alone, a man appeared. And there was a wrestle. Hallelujah. And according to the scriptures, let's keep reading. When the man saw that, okay. So they wrestled. Let me, all right. So Jacob was left alone, and the men wrestled with him till daybreak. You and I, if we encounter somebody and we wrestle for maybe 5 minutes, we'll probably just give up and say, you know what, this is too much, enough. Hallelujah. We'll say, this guy wrestled with me for 5-10 minutes, and I couldn't overpower him, enough. He wrestled from night until the following morning. Hallelujah. That is perseverance. And you can see those common traits between Abraham and his descendants. He persevered. He kept wrestling. He kept wrestling. He kept telling the man, if you don't bless me, I'm not letting you go. You have to bless me before I let you go. Hallelujah. So, when the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled the man. Then the man said, let me go, for it is daybreak. Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Hallelujah. So when fear gripped him and he thought his brother Esau is going to kill him, this is what he did. He separated himself. He made time to spend one-on-one time with God, the source. And when he came down to it, he said, I'm not giving up. I'm not letting go until you bless me. Hallelujah. This morning, whatever wrestling position you find yourself in, whatever struggles you find yourself in, don't let go. Don't take no for an answer until you get your breakthrough. Don't let go. Don't give up until you get that breakthrough. Hallelujah. So at times, we need that one-on-one time with God. At times, like just Jacob did when he was overpowered and overwhelmed with fear, he let everybody go and he spent that one-on-one time with God. So when that scary diagnosis come in, instead of picking up the phone, spend that one-on-one time with God. When that letter comes from the bank and said they are going to foreclose on your house, instead of calling somebody or throwing your hands up and asking, where is God? Folks, Spend that one-on-one time with God. Seek God. Because that's the only time you are going to see his greatness and his glory. Paul said, in our weakness, God's strength is revealed. So don't expect things to be so smooth every day. Things are not going to be smooth every day. Because sometimes when you get knocked down, when you fall flat on your face, and you look at the source, that's where you see God's glory. That's where you see God's power. That's where you see God's redemption. And we saw another example. When the Israelites ran from Egypt, now they are at the banks of the Red Sea. Nowhere to go. Pharaoh and his troops are coming. You can't go back. They will kill you. The only way is forward, and the sea is there. Hallelujah. That's where God reveals himself. When you find yourself at a dead end street, when you look up to the source, that's where you find the redemption of God. So we believers don't go through situations or should not go through situations like people without hope. Hallelujah. We have hope. We have a promise that is assured to us. Like the songwriter said, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Bearer of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, washed his blood. Oh, this is my story. This is my song. Oh, praising my Savior all the day long. Oh, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Hallelujah. So the verse 26. So the man said, let me go, for it is daybreak. Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me. 27. The man asked him, what is your name? This morning, what is your name? Hallelujah. This morning, what is your situation? This morning, what are your aspirations? This morning, what is your goal for 2020? Hallelujah. So this morning, then the man asked Jacob, what is your name? But this morning, you are going to ask yourself, what is your goal? What is your aspiration? And what is your struggle? Hallelujah. So Jacob answered, the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God give you the resilience of Jacob. May God give you the perseverance of Jacob, that you can wrestle through the darkest moments of your life and overcome. Hallelujah. May God equip you with the grace enough to get through every single situation the enemy throws your way this year, 2020. May God grant you the favor you need to overcome the struggles of men. Hallelujah. Because without God, we are nothing. Without his provisions, we are nothing. Without depending on him for his providence, we are nothing. So this morning, even as we are only the second Sunday into the year, I just want to pump up your faith. I just want to point out these things to you, that one, you need to be obedient. Two, you need to be resilient. And three, you need to persevere. Hallelujah. You need to persevere. And with all these three things and the grace and favor of God, you will be an overcomer. Amen. Hallelujah. With all this and the grace of God, your name will change from whatever name you didn't want to keep to a name of blessings. Because Christ has redeemed us already. He's not yet working on it. From the curse of the law. Christ has already redeemed us from all that and opened up the doors of blessings to us. It's been done already. We just have to bring it into materialization. We just have to bring it into reality. And we can just count on God, be obedient, persevere, and be resilient. We will become overcomers. Hallelujah. Let's be on our feet. We depend on you, Holy Spirit. We have no power of our own. We have no